Maureen Dillon Teasdale here for The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Devin Keenan. And Devin is the president of the 4-H Club out in Richmond. So welcome, Devin.
Nice to be here.
Nice to have you. Now tell us about the 4-H Club out in Richmond. You're the president. How long have you been involved with the 4-H Club?
Well, my mom's the leader of the 4-H Club, so I've been involved basically ever since I could walk.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only been an official member since I was 6 years old.
Okay. How old do you have to be to join the 4-H Club?
6 years old.
6 years old. Yeah. Okay. I used to be a member of the Lenoxville 4-H Club many, many years ago. So
oh, yeah?
I would imagine it's changed a lot. Do you have a lot of members in the club? And is it just Richmond or do you have some of the surrounding areas too?
Well, in total there's about maybe 10 clubs in Quebec.
Okay, and wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And Richmond's the biggest. We have about 65 in our club.
Wow, 65. So there's a lot of rural district, I guess, out there in Richmond.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. Do you have to have a calf, either beef or dairy or other animals, or what other kinds of things does the 4-H Club do today?
The Richmond Club is actually open to a lot of things. So we have animals, like you said, dairy, beef, rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have things that are like square dancing or scrapbooking.
Okay, nice. Interesting.
And we've just this year, we've even added an archery.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So somebody comes to teach the different skills and different things like that, I guess?
Yeah, so we have a leader for each little project.
Okay.
And basically they pass on their expertise and skills to those projects.
Okay, what changes have you seen since you became involved? You're 16 now, I believe, so you
yep,
started at
right.
6, so you must have seen a few changes.
Quite a few, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mainly it's about how much more open we are to lots of different projects. Like, at first when I was just in, it was only dairy and beef and just the animal stuff, but
mm-hmm.
we've been open to all these new stuff now.
Okay, so great. So it's changed a lot. Now, do you still have Achievement Day, I believe it was called? And
yeah, we do.
Okay.
At Achievement Day, like I said, we have the animals
mm-hmm.
and we present them
mm-hmm.
at the Achievement Day, which is at the Richmond Fair.
Mm-hmm.
But not just the animals, we also have the gardening project there.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. then the members of the gardening project get their little seeds.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, and they bring them to Achievement Day when they're maybe a month
okay.
sprouted, and the biggest and the best-looking plant there wins.
Okay, do they sometimes go on to the Richmond Fair and
yeah.
have them in there? Great, good. Now, as president, do you travel around? Do you get to go on a different trips here and there, different conferences and things?
Yes, I do, actually. In fact, this year I'll be going to the Ottawa conference.
Mm-hmm.
With another member in the Richmond 4-H Club.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where all 4-H members across across Canada
mm-hmm.
come to Ottawa and they get to see the Parliament and all around there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Great opportunity. So being president has some different perks for you then, I guess.
Yeah, definitely does.
Okay. How many are on the executive?
On the executive, we're mm-hmm. around 7.
Okay.
But the executive changes every year.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add before we go? And I'd also like to talk to your brother Riley, too. I guess he's just returned from participating in the first ever National 4-H Science Fair.
Yeah, that's right.
Good.
So you don't even have to be on the executive to have all these amazing opportunities. You just basically, if you're willing to do something and you're willing to go to another place and appreciate what's there for you, you can do it.
Good. If somebody wants to get involved, do you accept new members at different times of the year?
We accept members anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're not around Richmond, they can always look for clubs closer to like Hatley or Sawyerville.
Okay.
It just depends what club you want to join. And
good. Now, you have some fundraising events, too. I want to mention that before we go. You have a dance coming up at the Salle Saint-Femme, and that's on March 26th at 9 p.m.
That's right.
And Slightly Haggard will be the band. How much is it for the dance?
It's $8 at the door.
Okay, $8 at the door. So that's good. That's
big fundraisers, we have about 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the dance would be 1.
Mm-hmm.
We also sell apple pies in October.
Okay.
That's a really big fundraiser.
Okay.
And the ice cream social, that's held at the fairgrounds. And we basically, on Canada Day, we host the ice cream social.
Oh, that's nice. Don't forget to let us know there through email when you're having different events, and we'll announce them for free.
All right. That's awesome.
Okay, great. Now, if I can talk to your brother, Riley, we'd definitely thank you very much for your interview.
All right. Well, thank you for hosting me.
Hi, Riley. We're talking to Riley Keenan, and Riley is 13 years old. He's in the Richmond 4-H Club, and very exciting. You've just returned from participating in the first ever National 4-H Science Fair in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Good. So what was that like? What was your experience like?
Well, it was 4 days long, and it was really cool because I got to meet a bunch of other kids in 4-H from all around Canada.
Nice. Really fun. Is this the first time you've ever done something like this?
Yeah, I haven't really gone on any exchanges or anything else.
Okay. Now, did you have a science project that you brought to Nova Scotia?
Yeah, I did a project with my partner, Noah Enright.
Okay.
And it was like about how certain drinks like sodas and energy drinks are like bad for your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And we put like pennies and nails into drinks.
Okay.
And it took off the rust the same way that it takes off the enamel on your teeth.
Wow. Okay, that's something to definitely think about. And did you compete with other members of different 4-H clubs?
Yeah, there were 7 projects.
Mm-hmm.
And the judges picked 3 to move on to the next round.
Okay, really fun. So you must have learned a lot, too, in the 4 days.
Yeah.
Seen some interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in the 4-H Club, Riley?
For as long as I can remember.
For as long as you can remember. Well, you must have learned a lot along the way and had a lot of different chances to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
What do you like best about the 4-H Club?
Probably the things like the science fair, like getting to travel and meet other people from the clubs. Like, I do a square dancing competition.
Okay.
And I get to meet like a bunch of other people, and then I see them again at the next year, so they become like friends.
Good, good. So 4-H has gotten you into square dancing too.
Yep.
Good. What 4-H's, I'm going to ask you what the 4-H's mean for our listeners. Many people don't know, and that's a common question, actually.
Hands, head, health, and heart. Because our pledge is I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, and my country.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I used to be in the 4-H Club in Lennoxville a long, long time ago, so I remember that a little bit. Any future projects, anything else you might be interested in or going on or working on?
I'm currently in maybe 4 or 5 projects, and I'm pretty sure I'll do the science fair again next year. It was really fun.
Good. Is science something that you might be interested in long-term, a career in the science field?
Yeah, I want to be a biologist.
Okay, good for you. Okay, well, thanks very much. Do you have something else to add before we go, Riley?
No.
No? Okay. Well, thanks very much, and I'll...
Okay.
Okay, well, all the best. Bye.
Bye.